This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Bridget O'Boyle, Branding and Marketing Director for the Alatea English Edition, and today I'd like to introduce you to St. John of God, patron of those with heart disease. John was born in 1495 and spent his early years working as a shepherd. In 1522, he enlisted as a soldier, losing the piety of his youth during his years of service. After he was released from the military, he resolved to change his life around and began to devote himself to God's service. John eventually settled in Granada, and his conversion was enriched by hearing the preaching of St. John of Avila. In 1540, John, who came to be known as Juan de Dios by the poor whom he loved so much, rented a house in which he might care for the sick. This mission laid the foundation for a new community, the Order of Hospitaller Brothers. After 10 years of labor, John graciously accepted failing health, offering an inspiring witness to all those who knew him. St. John of God died on March 8, 1550, as he knelt in prayer before the altar. Canonized in 1690, he is honored as the patron saint of the sick and of those who have heart disease. Here are some of our favorite quotes by St. John of God. If we look forward to receive God's mercy, we can never fail to do good so long as we have faith. For just as water extinguishes a fire, so does charity blot out our sins. After receiving the last rites, he said this: "There are three things that make me uneasy. The first is that I have received so many graces from God and have not recognized them and have repaid them so little of my own. The second is that after I am dead, I fear lest the poor woman I have rescued and the poor sinners I have reclaimed may be treated badly. The third is that those who have trusted me with money and whom I have not faithfully repaid may suffer loss on my account." Spiritual bonus. Today, the church also remembers St. Juan Helgi. Honored as the Apostle of Iceland, he was the first bishop of Holar. St. John died in 1121 and was canonized in 1201. Let us pray. O God, who filled St. John of God with a spirit of compassion, grant, we pray, that giving ourselves to works of charity, we may merit to be found among the elect in your kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Recently, a viral photo of empty strollers at a train station is moving through social media. Polish mothers are helping Ukrainian women and their children who come empty-handed to Poland. The stroller movement began in the Polish border. This city was quickly joined by others, and social media became filled with pictures of empty strollers being left at railway stations. But what's the story? Polish moms for Ukrainian moms. Polish moms left these strollers at the train stations for women from Ukraine and their children. We can read under one of these photos, which quickly went viral on social media. These abandoned strollers are the idea of Polish mothers to help these Ukrainian men and women. It is also a symbolic way to show solidarity with women and their children who are fleeing war-struck Ukraine. This photo was shared on social media by Gianna Kuka, saying, "Maybe there is finally a ray of comfort and hope in all of this darkness." There are currently thousands of refugees from Ukraine. Most of them are women and children. Crossing the Polish border, they usually do not have much with them. So much help is needed. Poles have been organizing collections of food, hygiene products, basic necessities, and strollers left at train stations like this, not only as a form of aid, but a form of a symbolic gesture of symbolic solidarity. Ukrainian women also are asking for strollers for their children at the border and at immigration facilities. Moms in need can also find strollers in other cities where collections are currently being taken. Please continue to keep the mothers of Ukraine and all refugees in our thoughts and prayers.
Stick around, because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Dominican Sisters are saving Ukrainians' lives. They said, "We want to take action and it gives us wings." We ran to the buses to go back to our country. Families that wanted to go to Poland with us were standing near our buses. When the war broke out in Ukraine, the Dominican Sisters, despite the risk of losing their own lives, did not leave the bombarded country. They stayed at their post to bring aid to their neighbors. Dear ones, we are caught up in the war machine. We are powerless against it, and that is why we ask you to pray for our intentions, said one of the sisters, who asked for spiritual support since she decided to stay in Ukraine. The sisters spent most of their time in the shelter due to the air raid alarms. They help and distribute food to the people in lines at the border crossing. "We also support families who come to Ukraine and have nothing with them," reported the Dominican sisters through their website. The sisters launched a fundraiser for the needy, which received an immediate response from many people. Thanks to the funds raised, the sisters were able to purchase and deliver to Ukraine the most necessary of things: water, food, equipment, medicines, cleaning supplies, etc. There's a boys' home, and every now and then, new vans arrive with gifts for them too. "We act, we want to take action, and it gives us wings," they explained. Many volunteers have come to offer their help, selflessly, free of charge, out of the needs of their own hearts. One such person is Mr. Powell. He volunteered to go to Ukraine to pick up children of our workers. He did not want any money for this. "There are so many heroes among us," wrote the Dominican sisters. Sister Eliza, who just came back from a trip, described this in moving words: the world she saw after crossing the Polish-Ukrainian border and the fifth day of the war. This is what she shared on Facebook on March 2nd. "At the border, we met a group of about 20 men, Ukrainians waiting for a ride to the border to fight. The Polish guard was eagerly looking for places for them to find buses. Unfortunately, we didn't have a single one because all of them were already loaded to the brim. Border guards and custom officials were on both sides of us. We quickly found ourselves in Ukraine." She goes on to explain all of the things that she is seeing. These brave sisters and their story you can read more about on alatea.org.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Alatea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.